Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right, guys, back for another episode. Trump, the art of the deal. Trump cards, the elements of the deal. Use your leverage, Trump says. The worst thing you can possibly do in a deal is seem desperate to make it. That makes the other guy smell blood, and then you're dead. The best thing you can do is deal from strength. And leverage is the biggest strength you can have. Leverage is having something the other guy wants, or better yet, needs. Or best of all, simply can't do without. Unfortunately, that isn't always the case, which is why leverage often requires imagination and salesmanship. In other words, you have to convince the other guy it's in his interest to make the deal. Trump is going to then list three examples of how he used leverage to get his way in deals. The first one is with the Commodore Hotel on East 42nd Street. He was trying to get city approval. And in order to get it, what he did is he convinced the owners of the hotel to go public with the fact that they were planning to close down the hotel. Once they went public with that information, Trump made sure to tell everyone in the city what a disaster it would be to have a boarded up hotel in the Grand Central area. Right, so that pressured eventually the city officials to realize it wouldn't look good for the city to have a closed hotel in that area. And that helped him eventually get the approvals to take over that project. Same thing in Atlantic City for the Holidays Inn. They wanted to basically to be established in the gaming industry, and they were attracted to Trump's site because they believed his construction was farther along than that of any other potential partner. Trump says, "In reality, I wasn't that far along, but I did everything I could, short of going to work at the site myself, to assure them that my casino was practically finished. My leverage came from confirming an impression they were already predisposed to believe." So Trump made sure that in the headlines, in the looks of it, and he did everything he could to confirm and to further the impression and eventually the reality that his site was the most ready site for a partnership. And that's how Holiday Inn chose to go on partnership with him there. Finally, the third example is on the West Side of Rail Yards. So at the time of this book publication, NBC, the TV network in the U.S., there were talks that they were going to leave the city of New York to go to New Jersey. They were going to change their headquarters. And Trump had bought land near the Hudson Yards in the west side of Manhattan. He named the project Television City. right? And the reason he named it Television City was kind of to force the impression that this is where NBC should go to. So he basically he designed the optics of all these three deals, right? For the Commodore Hotel or with the Holidays Inn, with NBC, to be the likely winner of the bid, right? So in all these cases, Trump used leverage. And it's worth repeating his definition of leverage here. Leverage having something the other guy wants, or better yet, needs, or best of all, simply can't do without. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case, which is why leverage often requires imagination and salesmanship. In other words, you have to convince the other guy it's in his interest to make the deal. Right, so this is something Trump used throughout his career, and this is something that we can walk away with. Leverage, don't make deals without it. And we can either find the obvious point of leverage or use imagination and salesmanship. Of course, knowing we always want to work for win-win outcomes. This is what Trump used to stand out in these three different deals that helped his career take off. Hope you enjoyed this one and see you for the next one. Thank you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.